Hey everyone, it's Carmita, and welcome to Missing in the PNW. Hey everyone, happy Pride Month! I am so excited for all things Pride this month. I am gonna go back and highlight some of the cases that I did in the past. One in particular for Kit. I did Kit's episode back in October. I love Kit's family so much. I have done so much with Kit's family. I talk to Kit's sisters. Kit is non-binary, two-spirit, uses they, them pronouns. And it's probably one of the biggest cases that I'm so invested in, and I'm so happy that Kit's family is getting more attention. And I just kind of want to keep that ball rolling. So go back to October and listen to Kit's episode again. Also, I did episodes with both of their sisters. So go ahead and check those out. Those were done, I believe, November, December. One was like a couple weeks after another, I believe. So go check all that out. Facebook, Finding Kit, every little bit of information and Kit's face and, you know, description that we can get out there. I know the family appreciates so much, and it's a tough episode, guys. I cried in the episode. I got pissed off in the episode. It's one of those episodes that definitely stick with you, and you're kind of like, oh my God, what the hell? Like, can't believe this stuff is happening. So just be cautious with that. But again, I'm going to put Kit on my Facebook page again. Just whatever you guys can do to help support the family, I really appreciate that. And I know that they do too. So let's see what else we got going on. This past Monday, which would have been the 12th, if you haven't yet followed my other podcast, I co-host it with the co-founder of my podcast network, Via Northwest. My other podcast is called BS in the Northwest. On the 12th, a new episode of that came out. So go ahead and check that out. I'm not sure if it's made it to Google or Apple yet, but I know it's on Spotify. That's where I listen to it. And yes, I listen to my own podcast because I want to make sure my voice doesn't sound weird. People always tell me, like, why do you listen to yourself? I'm like, because I think I sound weird and I want to make sure I don't sound weird. But yes, I listen to it on Spotify. I'm trying to get it on iHeart. I know my mama listens to, I think my mama listens to all my episodes for this podcast on iHeart Radio. So just got to double check about that. And then we have the Facebook page, BS in the Northwest. Just look that up on Facebook. Go ahead and like, share, follow the page, whatever you guys want to do. And I have merch for actually this podcast and for my other podcast. So I can link all of those again. Hit me up if you guys have questions. Let me know if there's something you want, don't want, like, don't like. I mean, we're just starting with this podcast network. So, you know, we're going, we're going to blow this thing up. And thank you again for all of the support that I have received. So today we have another case, which this one is, I don't know. It's, I don't know how to explain it. It's crazy, I think, to think about. And it's like really get your mind, like, what happened kind of thing. And this happened, you know, right at the top of the COVID pandemic as well in 2020. So it's one of those cases where I'm just like, what the hell? Like, we need to have some answers because none of this makes sense. So today's case is going to be on a Asian man named Vincent Dry. Now, Vincent's been missing since June 19th, 2020 from Ashford, Washington. Ashford is about a 2.5 hour drive from Portland, and he actually wasn't just in Ashford. He was actually at one of the biggest national parks in Washington, which was the Mount Rainier National Park. So let's go back to actually the day before that. So June 18th is when this all started. On June 18th, Vincent checked into Alexander's Lodge at Mount Rainier. it was reported that, of course, he does what most people do at national parks. He went hiking that day. The thing is, that day, he came back. Because the next day, which the day that he went missing, June 19th, he checked out of the lodge around 10 a.m. Around 3 p.m. that same day, he was last seen hiking the Van Trump Trail toward Mildred Point near Longmire in the park. He was never seen or heard from again. He was an Indonesian student and he lived in Seattle. He not only had his bachelor's degree, but he had just obtained his master's degree in business administration before he went missing. Which, that's pretty freaking amazing, because y'all know I'm getting my bachelor's in healthcare administration, and it's hard. Like, this dude is hella smart and got his master's. And he, you know, came from another country to study and, you know, get what I think all the rights all people in the world should have is a good education. Now, Vincent was bilingual. He spoke English and Indonesian. He also had an intermediate understanding of Chinese and Japanese. Chinese, guys, I always think, like, Chinese and Japanese sound so pretty, but they're so hard to learn. Like, my sister-in-law knows Mandarin, and she's, like, literally a legit genius. Like, I love that girl so much because she speaks, like, four different languages. So I always think it's really cool when people have that bilingualism. So, one of the really weird things about this case was I actually came across some information when researching about three other male hikers who, like Vincent, were all in their 20s, and they went missing after Vincent did, between the day he went missing, which was June 19, 2020, and October 9th, 2020. So within that, like, not even 4 month period, the bodies of these men were actually found at different times at different parts of the park. But Vincent has never been found. You know, I didn't, like, want to spend too much time. No offense. Like, I, you know, this is Vincent's episode. I didn't want to spend too much time on the other guys. No offense to them, but that's not where my focus was. I just thought it was really, really weird and important to bring up because four people, including Vincent, went missing in Mount Rainier National Park in those not even 4 month span. That's really, really weird, if you ask me. I'm pretty sure the other three victims were white, and obviously Vincent's not. They never found anything. They've never found Vincent's body. They've never said foul play was suspected. They literally did a search for like 2 days, I think, and then just gave up. But between June 19th and October 9th, they found the three other guys. And if something happened to Vincent, you would assume that they would find him too. Like, how many times do we have to talk about this, guys? People don't just disappear out of thin air. Somebody had to have known something. Somebody had to have seen something. Somebody had to have heard something. Like, if three other men shared the same fate that Vincent did, where the hell is Vincent? Like, it's not adding up, and it doesn't make sense to me at all. So if someone can please make it make sense, I would appreciate that. But I'm just saying, three white guys show up dead, or, you know, they found their bodies in whatever between that time, but nobody ever found Vincent. Like, it's just, that's just really, really weird. I don't understand it. Hopefully, you know, that's a good thing, though. Hopefully that he's still out there and he's okay, and it's just something's not adding up, and that's what's bugging me so much. Now, Vincent is described as an Asian male. Like I said, he's Indonesian. He is 5'7" and weighs 180 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. There is a Facebook page called Find Vincent Jai. But it doesn't look like there had been any new posts since 2020. I did, however, reach out to that Facebook page. I sent them a message, and I did get a hit back from one of Vincent's friends. The friend said that he'd be willing to talk to me. So we're going to set up an interview and just talk about Vincent's case more. And he also said that Vincent's parents are back in Indonesia. So he's going to reach out to them and see if they would also, you know, find a time to talk as well because of the big, you know, we're on the West Coast, the big time difference. So we're trying to work all of that out. So just keep an eye out for that. So again, he is described as an Asian male who is 5'7" and weighs 180 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information on the disappearance of Vincent, please call the Pierce County Sheriff's Department's office at 253-287-4721. And remember, guys, you can stay anonymous. Again, it's been almost 3 years that this family has not had any information and any closure. And his family deserves that. So remain anonymous. If you heard something, saw something, know something, something don't seem right, please call the Pierce County Sheriff's Department at 253-287-4721. Now, next week is a big case that I'm doing, and we're actually going the route of when I did the Kelsey Collins case. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to that two-part episode, and we will talk next week. Happy Pride, everyone. Remember, this month especially, because there's a lot of haters out there, have fun, but be safe.